Buddy, welcome to another amazing day at the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and it is a beautiful day here in Dallas, Texas. And actually, it looks like we're going to get some rain, so thank God for a break from this heat wave. Like, I enjoy the heat, and it's definitely a, a drier heat than living in Florida, but some rain would be nice. Anyway, I digress. I want to start by thanking everybody who has been here for the show, who has listened to the show, who has shared the show, who has come on here, shared their messages, shared their stories, brought a little bit of hope and inspiration to your life. Thank you, everybody. We wouldn't be here without your support, and we love you guys. That being said, we are going to jump into a story time here today. Because I was thinking about it and thinking about everything that's transpired over the last year or so and kind of how things in the past have affected my journey. And one of those things was being told that I'm too much, or maybe you've experienced this. You're too much. You're too you have a tendency to develop haters. Let's call it what it is. You know, whether it's in your family, your work, your relationships, whatever it may be, I went through a period of time where I let those opinions of others dictate who I was and what I was capable of. And here's the story time aspect of that. So we're going to go back to 2006. Okay, so 2006. I was working in a call center, working for DirecTV. Was doing amazing. Close rate was somewhere around 70%. To put that in perspective, we needed a 19% close rate to get a bonus on our paychecks at the time. No, I get it. Call center work is not fabulous. It's not glamorous. It's not whatever. I've operated in a couple decent ones, one being DirecTV, the other one being MCI. That's going way, way back before people were actually getting unlimited long distance on their phones. We can go there if you want. But 2006, I was working for DirecTV in a call center. I was operating at a close rate of 70%. And again, like I said, you needed 19% to even see a bonus on your check. So my bonuses were pretty nice, and I was honestly top dog almost every day in the call center. And it got to a point. It got to a point after a couple months that rumors started flying around about how I was improperly getting sales and how I'm doing this. And it was never a "you're lying to the customer" situation. They used the systems as the bait on it. So what had happened was they started saying that I was manipulating the system to close more sales. Highly inaccurate. But when you're the top dog in the office, you're going to catch some flack. Well, eventually it became an issue. And upon sitting down with the management and having a discussion about this, it became more of a what's good for the team conversation, then let's listen to your calls and see what's going on situation. It just got to a point where there was so much whatever about it that they ended up letting me go because of it. And that, like, it sucked. It really sucked because I really enjoyed what I was doing. I was having conversations with people. I was getting them connected. I was making sales. We were making money. It was all good. fast forward 20 2010, I started working for Verizon Wireless. Was doing really good. They transferred me between a couple different stores. The reason, I don't know. It could have been a vibe issue. It could have been that they wanted me to go do better at stores that were doing worse. And that's what I think it was. But aside from that, again, I was doing everything I was supposed to. Here's the caveat. Big Red operated very by the book down in Florida. Very by the book. And I was great at it. We launched a new product. I took off with it. To put it in perspective, Home Phone Connect is what it was called. It would bring your landline onto a cell phone base, unlimited local, unlimited long distance, all the features, blah, 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 $20 a month. And at that time, cell phones were popular, but it wasn't what it is today, where people have officially started giving up their landline service. So every conversation I had, I knew, hey, by the way, is your phone number 555-1212 at home? Yes. Cool. Who's that with? And from working in the industry, I knew what the typical home phone bill ran. And for AT&T and whatnot, it was, if they had unlimited local and long distance, they were spending between $70 and $80 a month. Unless they had a promo or they were on old pricing that went up, generally about $70 to $80 a month. So that's what I would lead with was, you know, okay, cool. You're with AT&T on that. You're paying what, $70, $80 a month? Yeah, totally. Okay, so here's what we can do for you. This is going to save you money. This is going to help you with the affordability, you know, adding the smartphone lines. So we can save you here to make up for what you're going to spend here. It worked out great. Our stores were asked to do like one to two of these lines a month. Like there was no like serious push on it. They were just starting to get it ramped up. We had a new line quota every month, generally between 17 and 19 lines. I would do between 20 and 25 of these alone. So my new line quota was covered by the home phone devices. So I started fielding calls from upper management, regional vice presidents, that kind of thing. And it was great. And then I made a decision to move back home to Ohio. And Ohio, Big Red, operates on a different, completely different aspect. They operate in, they're all numbers-based. That's just what it is. They're all numbers-based, no matter what you got to do to get there. And we had this call center behind us. It was the loyalty center, you know, where people go when they're going to cancel their services. So long story short, I got to the store. I'm doing everything by the books, and the store is using that call center to their advantage to make sales and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I eventually set a target on my back for calling it out. Because it was BS. We were adding lines while reducing bills, and it's not in the best company, the company's best interest. So anyway, back to the point at hand. These are just a couple examples, and it's just stuff that I've experienced, and I allowed to affect my life going forward for too long, for way too long, because what had happened was, as I did really good and as I made the money that I wanted to make and I was expecting to make, I would start to fall into these traps, if you will. And eventually we become conditioned as humans. We become conditioned to the situations that we're a part of. So as it works out, I did really good. I was doing great for myself. I was doing great for the company. I was putting up the numbers I needed to. And I get the shit show for it. And eventually that turned into me thinking that I had to turn myself down, turn down who I was, so that I didn't have that target on my back. So I didn't have people gunning for me. So I didn't have the drama and the rumors flying around about me. And it's a really tough thing to come out of. It's a really hard place to get away from when you know that if you do your absolute best, if you push the hardest you can, if you go above and beyond and you are that person, that people are going to hate you for it. And like a lot of us, we weren't always like the most liked person growing up. So we already have that. We already have those abandonment issues or those holdbacks within us of people don't want me to be a part of their life. So as you rise and people fall away or start the drama and the rumors, you get to this point where now you're alone in your, you feel alone in your journey and you don't know what to do. And the only thing you can do is pacify yourself to be less than who you are, to be less than who you're called to be, to move ahead. And in reality, what you're really doing is you're setting yourself up for failure. Failure now, failure down the road. And guys, I know this is a difficult road to walk. Because I've been there, I've done it, I've been through it, I've battled it. And I still do. I still do. I still have that part of me that wants to be accepted by the world or by the people around me. Not necessarily the whole world, but a certain group of people. And I tone myself down so that I'm not too much. So guys, as we go ahead and land this plane today, we wrap up this. Nobody else is responsible for your success other than yourself. Not your husband, not your wife, not your girlfriend, not your boyfriend, not your family, not anybody else. Your problems are your problems, your situations are your situations, your responsibilities are your responsibilities. And only you can make the decision to step up to who you're called to be and be everything that you're meant to be. Otherwise, it's a miserable experience either way. So you could be miserable sitting on top of the world, or you could be miserable down in the gutter. And as much as that sucks, it's true. But I will tell you this. If you're on top of the world, at least your shit's taken care of. At least you know you're doing what you need to do to take care of yourself. At least you know that you're making it happen for you. Guys, I love you. We'll talk again next week. We have our special guest podcast dropping tomorrow. We had sat down this week with none other than Jessie Lee. She is the baddest network marketer in the world. She's got a team of tens of thousands upon tens of thousands. Promoters, I I think she had mentioned, or not promoters, customer base, like 1.4 million or something like that. So guys, be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. Jesse Lee coming to you, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Remember, give us a like, give us a share, leave a rating, leave a review, hit the 5 stars if you feel this message applies to you and you got value out of it. Thank you guys. Love you. Talk to you soon.